The individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream here at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I am your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that look at Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday's my day of politics, so my guest will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanks and pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. I'll try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We are at 458-TALK. 458-8255. And with that, just me in the studio today, going to discuss some business items and a few things in our going on in Fairbanks. The city of Fairbanks is looking at, they're considering by resolution to sell the downtown parking garage. That will be unique. First of all, to see how, if they do have a resolution that approves us looking at this, how it would go and how it would be bid and everything like that. And what gets me on this is they have they're showing an average annual loss in the news minor of $285,615. Guess what that includes? Depreciation. So the numbers are not going to be correct if you're looking at a capitalized building that you're depreciating over a term. You're going to have that involved in your cash flow. Simple as that. Now, when I was on the council, this property would lose anywhere from $20,000 to $120,000 per year in cash. And so you say to yourself, okay, is this building providing a service for the residents that, or the people coming into the city of Fairbanks, the downtown part of Fairbanks, that is afforded subsidy? Does this work? Is there a way to make it so it doesn't lose that $20,000 to $120,000 a year in cash aspects? Do they market the property correctly? So this is a good way to review the property in its entirety. If you look at downtown Fairbanks, there's a parking site everywhere. I always say that, you know, Fairbanks has more parking than most centralized downtown towns in America. We don't like walking far from our car to our building. Simple as that. And I work downtown. I have my office downtown. My house is near the downtown. I never have an issue with parking in downtown Fairbanks, ever. If you know where to park, you know how to do it. Once in a while, if you park on the streets for too long, the people with the parking authority, they'll get you a ticket. Simple as that. And that's where most of your complaints come from, is your parking authority giving tickets to people who have overstayed parking, park in the wrong area, are not licensed, things like that. I got a ticket one time for, in their estimation, I parked too far away from the curb. And I was on the city council. And I was looked at that, I sort of shook my head, and all I did was pay the bill. You know, it just, and then it came to, it seemed like they were doing that a lot, and they said, well, the code is 16 inches from the curb. And so they, after a few people were rancorous about this, not me, I think they stopped doing that. Anyway, well, we got a phone call coming in we're going to take real fast. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Jim. How are you doing down there?
Good, Jim. And yourself?
Oh, so, hey, I'm driving around on the highways out here, and what's with the deal of the city and DOT leaving the ice on the highway?
Oh, boy. Well, okay. Here's something that you're going to have to get used to. And it's that sort of weather. Our weather, there's a climate change. Remember how they said that we were having all this climate heat or whatever? Well, there is a climate change, and the climate is always changing. And it has been. But our winters are more moist.
Oh, are we talking political climate? Or?
No. Just actual climate. I would think that we have more precipitation with our winters now, so we're getting more snow load, more wetness, and we got, you know, the 3 feet of snow, then we got the 3 inches of rain that turned the ice, then we got another foot of snow on top of that. So what happened in talks with the head of DOT, they aren't prepared for that up in Fairbanks. You know, just they're not. They don't have sand to put down or a combination of sand and salt to melt it like they do in Anchorage. Because it freezes, it clumps together. So,
can I get the word edgewise?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
What does this have to do with putting the scraper blade down till it takes the ice off the road?
Well, they've done that in a few locations, but the city of Fairbanks, you know, they're not prepared for that, which is sad. And the state of Alaska doesn't have enough of them, I would think. But I've seen them out there, and boy,
I had an occasion drive 70 miles from my house down Chena Hot Springs Road, up the Steese, over around Farmer's Loop, up to West Fairbanks, coming back across the town.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw was sloppy workmanship,
okay,
or no workmanship. And what I did see was ice or scraper blade marks in the ice, where they have been over it one or more times.
I've just
rode down Chena Hot Springs Road today.
Okay.
They've been out there playing on the ice. Last Friday afternoon, I saw two snowplows with the belly scraper down polishing the ice. They did a very nice job.
I bet you they did.
Yeah. I appreciate polished ice, then I can see the glow of the headlights from the cars into the oncoming lane better. But the road is still slick, and they haven't done a lick of work out there. They have the equipment, and what I observe is that they drive around with the blade up, or they drop the blade down, they scrape a little bit off, drive a little further down the road, lift the blade up, scrape some more off. And this is
okay. What part of Fairbanks do you live in?
I live out on Chena Hot Springs Road. I drive down to town, down the street, had occasion to drive clear across town for the same poor workmanship.
What you should do is give Mike Kronk of the Alaska State Legislature a call and let him know this. You know, he was on it last year, keeping Chena Hot Springs fairly well plowed. He doesn't live in, he lives in Tokyo. He's in a big area.
Well, what does this have to do with town?
Well, there's the town. You just described the area where you lived in Chino Hot Springs Road and Fox and Farmers Loop and everything like that. So
I drive across town. This is across town. The whole area out here in rural area. That's Farmers Loop. That's up around.
Jim. I'm going to be taking another phone call here in a minute, but.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We can do better, and it should have been done a long time ago. That's for sure. Okay, buddy, you have a good day. I got to take another phone call here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, well, Jim got my ire up. It usually does, because I don't agree with him on much of anything over the years. But, you know, this has been explored ad nauseum. There have been interviews with DOT people, you know, in the public media, articles, you know, discussions, forums. These are very unusual circumstances. They're, you know, I live out Murphy Dome Road, and it's like hitting a pothole every 30 feet. You know, they've tried everything they can think of. They've cut grooves. They would have to tear up the road so bad to get the ice off. It's just, you know, they're pretty experienced up here, and there's many places in the state that are like that. And
Mel, I agree with you.
You know, it's just, you know, they've tried everything, and they've been working overtime since the storms. You know, I mean, they're still not done, and it's just. I remember that I got to stay aside. So anyway, I think Jim's, you know, out of line. He just hasn't been keeping up with, you know, the interviews and the explanations, and they're doing their best. But these are very unusual circumstances with that inch of rain between the multiple storms. And anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at my sidewalk coming up to my house, and, you know, I've got half of it done. I'm still working on the other half, and it is just, you know, throwing ice melt on it, chipping at it. I mean, it is just, this is not easy.
No, and it's just like I say, you know, they've got every kind of groove cutting and all that stuff, you know. It's not that they don't have the right stuff. It's just that, you know, conditions are such that it's just, you know, one of those bad situations. But we're still getting around and, you know, live with it for a season.
We're coming into February, and that's our coldest, usually, our, you know, January, February is our coldest month. And then we hit March, and it gets a lot better.
Yeah, but anyway, well, sometimes it does. But anyway, but I wanted to bring up that, you know, I understand that people don't drive with studs anymore. And it's a good thing because it's a lot better for the roads. And I'm sure DOT really appreciates it. But I remember, I mean, all I can say, if this was like 30, 40 years ago, you know, that ice would be gone just from studded tires.
You ever love those grooves in our road from the studded tires? You know, I haven't had a studded tire in this millennium, I don't think.
Me too. But I have maybe coming over, crossing over. But anyway. It's just, you know, studded tires would have taken care of it this year, but I still don't endorse them, but nonetheless, you know, they still have their purpose. So,
Mel, you have a great day, buddy. We're going to take a commercial break.
Would you like to split that calamari order with me?
Yes. Let's do that around the 1st of March, though, okay?
I have to order.
Okay.
May not come by then even. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm in for half. You got it.
Okay.
That'll teach me how to make a really good calamari, and I'll have it, and we'll do it on Fairbanks Foodies too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You take care. In Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Losing a loved one is challenging for any family. The emotional hardship that follows can make it difficult to focus on ensuring that your deceased loved one's affairs are put in order. Do not face the challenges of administering a family member's estate alone. The attorneys at Berglund and Doxy can help you navigate the complexities of Alaska's probate laws and represent you in court. Berglund and Doxy, over 45 years of combined legal experience. Contact them at 456-4020 or online at berglunddoxy.com. In-person and telephonic consultations are available.
McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine is proud to announce the opening of their second location, the first and only orthopedic and fracture clinic in North Pole. Patients who live south on the Richardson no longer have to drive to Fairbanks for orthopedic care. The board-certified specialists in sports medicine, fracture care, spine treatment, and joint replacements continue to be the most complete clinic in the interior. Now offering care at clinics in Fairbanks and North Pole, located on Badger Road right past North Pole Veterinary Hospital. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
KFAR weather.
Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 9 below. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 33 below. High temperatures reach up to 8 below. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 38 degrees below zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here. And hey, I had an eye-opener. We're going to get a phone call, then I'll tell you about my eye-opener. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, David. This is Ron.
Ron, how are you doing?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm doing well.
I've been waiting for the appropriate time to call you about this issue.
Okay.
And anyway, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I were on the way to town from North Pole, and she's a very avid reader, and we're going over these grooves that have been cut in the highway.
Yeah.
Anyway, she noted that. Gosh, it makes it hard to read. And I told her, you know, perhaps she should call and complain to DOT about that. But yeah. I thought I would lighten up the atmosphere just a bit with that one for you.
You know, it's interesting how you drive down the road, and I was coming around the bend and on College Road where it intersects with, I was getting on Illinois Street just before that. I had ice in my lane, and as I was driving, it almost, you know, you hit those grooves or those waves or whatever you want to call it, and it almost swung me into the person driving next to me in the left-hand lane. You know, so you got to be careful out there. You know, be very cognizant of driving on this ice. You really must be.
Well, I think that, and I have been here for quite some time, different situations sometimes call for desperate measures, and I think what we're seeing on the part of DOT is trying something or anything to improve the situation.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It'll be 53 years come August, and I've not seen anything like this previously.
Yeah, you know, this is, I had 2 weeks ago in the studio with me a gentleman from the Geophysical Institute, a doctor, Matthew Sturm, and his...
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, great guy. And this is what he told me, though, and I'm taking this to heart. We're going to see a lot more of this. We're going to see a lot more of this type of weather, just the way it is.
And, you know, desperate measures being what they are, I've even resorted to having some young folks come around and do my roof. Because while it's not, you know, wasn't at a critical stage when I had it done, you have to take into account that we've got a lot more winter weather yet to see, and who knows what that might bring.
Yeah, it gets interesting. And I was talking to him because he he had part of his he had this storage shed, you know, this covered shed, an open shed, and part of his roof collapsed because of the snow load. You know,
well, yeah,
here's the guy. Here's the expert on snow, and he's out there trying to get it done. He explained it to me too. He says, you know, when it starts happening in March, you have a lot of melting that happens,
right?
And then you have different snow loads on different parts of the roof.
Well, and that, yeah, particularly flat roofs, because you have thawing and the water runs to the low spots and. The weight builds up.
And that uneven balance, you know, puts a lot of pressure on a weak area, not enough on the others. It's not level loaded. And
right.
And there, boom, a few of them happen. So, And we've been getting that more and more prevalent.
Well, I think, you know, not to get into a very deep subject, but I think we do see some effects from climate change. And I think you're correct in your assessment that we're going to have more of this.
Yeah, just factor it in. We're all good. Don't worry. You know, we're going to have moose hunting and caribou hunting. You know, we're going to catch fish. You know, I'm going to have barbecues. I'm good. You know, simple as that. Just factor it in. Get used to it. We adapt. We overcome. You know, it's no biggie. This is life. You know, it's sort of like you're living a little bit of Anchorage, a little bit of Fairbanks in weather in the winter. Simple as that.
Well, I recall many years ago, the wife of a friend of mine actually had to take refuge underneath her desk when an unfortunate circumstance occurred in the spring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take care, David.
You take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, David. Hey, I'm sitting here. I can't believe myself. I would have never thought that I would ever hear you say the word climate change.
Yeah.
And I'm just astounded and glad to hear that you've come to that conclusion.
Well, you know,
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Well, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. I've always thought of the climate's always changing. I mean, always. You know, didn't we in 25,000 years ago have tropical savannas up here and saber-toothed tigers and big horses? You know, and
we did. But that took millennia, and I think it's pretty obvious what happens in your lifetime. There's something else involved.
There, yes, so. There is. Yes, there is.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You know, hey, I'm on the boat. I'm on the boat.
All right, take care.
You have a great day. Bye. Oh, we're having good listeners today. And here's something for you, not on the climate change, but, you know, today's 37 below. Today's 37 below. And I have not ordered fuel for my house in a few years because always have it, you know, friends of mine got the 125-gallon tank on the truck. And, you know, I not going to be able to get that delivered this year until I get my driveway more shoveled out. So anyway, I've got down to about, you know, I've got a 300-gallon tank and I keep a measurement on it. I'm down to about, you know, 50 to 70 gallons. So, hey, it's time to get it. So I give a very prominent delivery company a call this morning and I'm on hold for about 20 minutes, you know, so they can take my order. And so they get on there, a very nice lady, and she's taking the order. She goes, okay. And she says the 7th. And I said, okay, I'm not going to go through, you know, 50 to 75 gallons in, you know, 8 days. You know, I average burning about 3 to 3.5 gallons per day. I'm good to go. And there's this long pause, and it's, you know, no, David, that's March 7th. And I go, you're kidding me. She goes, yeah, we are that backed up. So I said, I'll do it a different way, and I'll get out there, finish my trail to get it dug out, so I can, you know, get my buddy over there with his 125-gallon tank, and we'll do two deliveries and get it done. But that just shocked me that unless you're on an auto service, you know, it might take some time. So anyway, why don't y'all be aware of that? You know, we're at 37 below. Please be careful. Don't expose your skin to the outdoor elements for any prorated amount of time or protracted amount of time. And tomorrow we're going to start warming up a little bit. Yeah, we're coming into February and then March. March is my favorite month, but what the heck? It just surprised me that getting fuel delivery would be 1 month and 8 days away. That was an eye-opener. You know, how do you explain that? How do you explain that one? And so, again, like with all the weather, the roads, the streets, you factor it in, you deal with it, and you enjoy life, you enjoy Fairbanks, and tomorrow it's going to be a little bit warmer than minus 37 below, and that's what we're going to be good to do. So anyway, We're going to take a break here. I've got some good bumper music for you. It's Santana, Oyo Como Va. I do not choose this, but I say that this is good music. And then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercial, then some weather, and we'll see if it's warmed up from minus 37 below at the last weather report we got. See you in a bit.
Is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Security Council discussing ways to ease tensions between Russia and Ukraine. That nation's permanent representative to the UN disputed Russian allegations that his country is plotting to attack Russia.
Ukraine is not going to launch military offensive, neither in Donbas, nor in Crimea, nor anywhere else. Ukraine sees no alternative to peaceful resolution of the ongoing conflict and restoration of its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sergei Kislytsia today in New York. The president met with the governors of Arkansas and New Jersey today, where the subject was illegal immigration and what to do about it.
There's a whole lot of illegal movement, but there's also a way to begin to deal with the reason they're leaving in the first place.
President Biden at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska Industry, Energy, and Development Authority, AIDEA, has asked the Alaska Attorney General to review a resolution that calls for restricting investments with banking companies that won't invest in oil and gas in the Alaska Arctic. The AIDEA board decided this week to seek the legal opinion of Attorney General Treg Taylor on the resolution, which is expected to come before the board for a vote. The resolution would restrict investments with J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Bank of America, and other major financial companies. Environmental groups, including the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, have organized high-profile campaigns against Arctic oil and gas drilling. The Northern Alaska Environmental Center states that its goal is to advance preservation of the natural wilderness of the refuge and of the indigenous peoples who have traditionally occupied the land. But Marcus Frampton, chief investment officer of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, told the Alaska House Finance Committee that the position by banks against Arctic drilling most likely comes from the PR department than from the actual business
streaming
people.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a thousand-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's all about local food with Fairbanks Foodies at 12:30. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here, and echoing that Fairbanks Foodies show and the other local ones on Saturday now, they even have my show, Fairbanks Foodies, on Sunday, I believe. That show's starting to get some legs. You might want to listen to that once in a while if you have a food thought or food ideas, if you're looking for something out there. And had a great show this weekend. Had a few people text me and call me about it. Finished up the Italian month, had Italian chicken. And one friend really liked last Saturday's show. It was about what I was going to do and what I ended up doing. And just totally different things when you're finding out different types of food that you're doing, and you get a different thought and a different hint. And basically what I was going to do is I was going to do an Italian pork tenderloin, and I ended up seeing some wonderful skinless chicken thighs at Safeway, so I bought those on a 2-for-1 special. And then with that, as I was going to start looking at cooking them, they turned out to be boneless. I go, oh, I should stuff these. And, oh, how am I going to stuff these? And, oh, what do I have in the refrigerator to stuff these? And now that I've got these, how am I going to cook these? Oh, I've also got these potatoes. And, oh, I've got these mushrooms. And, oh, I've got this. And it just, and I just brought everyone through it. And then I had Gary Black of the News Miner and Chuck Klemke, a very good foodie, in the studio here. And they tried it, and they just really liked it. I served with a nice white wine, and so that was fun. Then last week I had some people in the studio here, 4 people, and we had a different Italian dish, and it was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed it this last weekend. So there's going to be new ones and more, so it's a lot of fun. That show's coming into its own, it seems like. It really is. But here is a food item that I think a restaurant that I thought just hit it out of the park this weekend I was at it. And it's the Greens Bar and Grill at the golf course. And it is a new restaurant that has opened up. And they also have a Sunday brunch. So I was there on Saturday night, and this had a very, very, very fine steak. I walked in, and they asked me if I had reservations, and I said no. And they said, well, we don't have any tables available. They were packed. And I said, oh, I can sit at the bar. That's no problem. So I sat at the bar. I was going to order some food. And you heard nothing but fun noise from the tables coming in this restaurant, this bar and restaurant grill. And it's part of the golf establishment there, but it's operated by a restaurateur, Eduardo, who owns the Burger Zone. And I've been out there a couple times now, and he's always there in the kitchen cooking. He is setting his cooks to a standard that is good. And I've recognized a few of them that are cooks, and they're really, really personal people, very good people, very good people. So I looked at the menu, and I was, it will be more extensive this summer as the golf season rolls around, because they're only open from 5 to 10 p.m. And they have your starters there. They have 5 different starters. They have the coconut shrimp, and I had the coconut shrimp, and it is probably the best coconut shrimp I've ever had. They also have scallops. I got to try their scallops. I love their scallops. They have a garlic shrimp. They have the bruschetta and steak bites as starters, and I've seen the steak bites, and those are really good. Then the salads, they have 5 different salads. 2 are the type that you can get, you know, the half salad as a house, or Caesar, or the full salad. And then they have the apple walnut salad. That's $18. And they have a blackened salmon salad and a steak salad. And I saw a steak salad, and that was at $25. And that's a meal. That's a very good, nice-sized meal. And then they have their main course. They have 9 different items. So it's not a gigantic menu, but whatever they have is good. And they have a chicken Alfredo, and I cooked a chicken Alfredo during my Italian month, and they got a great one. Then they have the steak pasta. You know, I'm Italian, so, you know, the first 2 dishes you're throwing pasta at me, I'm liking this. Then they have the Alaska halibut. And then they have a chicken parmesan and Alaskan salmon. So they're going, I wouldn't say rustic, but appropriate. You know, you have the halibut there, you have the blackened salmon there, all good. And then you have 3 Italian dishes thrown in there. How can you not like that? Then you said, okay, let's see what they got on the meat side of things. And they got a ribeye steak, and I had the filet. I had the filet mignon, and I put it on my Facebook page and got a lot of responses from that. It was great. Then they have a prime rib, and they have the Wagyu bison burger. And anyway, got a couple desserts. They got the nice size brownie with all the decadence on it you want, and they have a house dessert. Now, they also have a wine list, and they have on it, I would say, about 20 bottles of wine. And out of those 20 bottles, you're available to get it by the glass or by the bottle, except for two. And those are the two most expensive cabs that are on the list. And the prices go from a $7 glass to a $135 bottle. But what impressed me was out of the 20 bottles of wine that they had, 18 were available by the glass. And, you know, basically 10 reds and 10 whites and sparkling wines. So very good. And then, as I'm sitting there just enjoying myself, they told me that they're having brunch the following day and on Sunday. And it opens up at 11. And they have these TVs there. And they said the TVs will be on. And they're going to have the football game on. I said, oh, my goodness. Well, I'll be here. And they said, okay, but, you know, we it's our first brunch. And we've had a lot of people saying they're going to be here. So I was there at 11 o'clock. And where else in Fairbanks offers a brunch anymore? Pike's Landing does not do it. The Pump House does not do it. After COVID, they never brought it back. And a lot of it was basically talking to the two owners. The price that they would have to charge just to cover the cost, they're already at like $38, $39 for a brunch. And it's going to be more. Now, the brunch out there at the Greens, it was not extensive as, say, Pike's was. You know, you didn't have the 18 different types of cheeses and all the fruits and that sort of thing. But it was good. You had a wonderful selection of meats. You had slices of prime rib, slices of ham. You had your bacon. You had your sausages. But they also had this deep-fried chicken, and it was really good. I mean, really good and really moist breaded. Very good. And they slice it up so it's not a full, like, a full breast or a full wing. It's done right. And so they also have biscuits and gravy. So what I do is I took the gravy and I put it, the biscuit gravy, and I put it on the chicken. And, oh, my goodness, that was great. They have a very good medley of potatoes with cheese, and then they have mixed in with it, they had the sausage that was in there. And they have a couple different types of scrambled eggs with cheese or no cheese or somewhat spiced additives, things like that. But guess what, Fairbanks? It's a new restaurant. It's a good quality. The wait staff is exceptional. Bartenders know what they're doing. They're spot on. They're fast. Saw a birthday party going on, and the bartender, she knocked out 13 types of cosmopolitans or something like that, and she did it fast. She knew what she was doing. She was spot on. But I just heard nothing but good noise coming from the patrons of that restaurant. So, big recommendation. They're open up daily, you know, Monday and Tuesday too. Boy, after I put that on Facebook, well, I'll be out there tonight. A friend of mine, she hasn't been there yet. Got to go out there and show it to her. And then Wednesday night and again. And so, God, this is going to cost me some money that was an expensive Facebook post. But what the heck? So anyway, be thinking of that. Eduardo, John the bartender, Howie, who put it all together, they've done a great job. And I have a feeling that when the golf season comes around, the menu will expand, the hours will definitely expand, And then they have a really nice deck out there. So I can't wait to see what it's like in the summer. You know, there's in the summer, all of us Fairbanksons, our deck becomes our either our family room or our second family room. And this is going to have a nice deck that faces to the south and the west. Great for sun, great for viewing. They did this building right. They did it right. And I enjoyed it, and I hope you do too. And with that, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks Urology is announcing Men's Health Weekend, Saturday, February 5th, and Sunday, February 6th, offering free men's health checkup and blood test. Call 328-0989 to make an appointment. New patients get a free blood test, including PSA for prostate cancer screening and testosterone test, plus a prostate and ED checkup. Men over 50, you need a yearly PSA blood test, and Fairbanks Urology is offering it free of charge for all new patients at their Men's Health Weekend.
Don't miss 50-50 Friday on KFAR. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. sharp, we offer up amazing gift certificates from different local businesses. That's when they go on sale for half price. From incredible food offers to fantastic services, you'll get it for half price every Friday at 9 a.m. So don't miss out on this offer.
Are you ready to look good and feel great? Because this coming Friday's 50-50 deal is from Fairbanks' number one tanning salon, Turbo Tans. Get a certificate for 200 minutes of tanning half off. That's 200 minutes for booth and bed tanning. That includes levels 1 through 5. That's 200 minutes that can be shared, split, or transferred. The only tanning salon that's willing to do that for you, Fairbanks, is Turbo Tans. So this Friday, get your 200-minute gift certificate valued at $200, yours for only $100. That's half off. That's this Friday for Turbo Tans and 50-50 Friday.
This Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website at KFAR660.com. Simply click on the red 50-50 ticket in the upper right-hand corner and get your gift certificate for half price. That's 50-50 Friday at KFAR660.com.
KFAR weather.
Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 9 below. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 33 below. High temperatures reach up to 8 below. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 38 degrees below zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And boy, we've got a warming trend going on here. My temperature this morning when I woke up on my iPhone, my weather forecasting there, said minus 37, and now it's minus 24. And tomorrow it's going to have a high of minus 6 and a low of minus 18. And then as the week goes on, when we get to next Friday and Saturday, we're going to hit positive weather. So that's what's special about us Fairbanksons. You know, we get through some brutal weather, and we just get by it. We get through it. You know, how many people are still digging out? And this is what's with snow, still digging up, because a lot of people out there have shoveled their roofs or have had their roof shoveled for them. And I was with a friend of mine yesterday, and he got his roof shoveled. So now he spent time digging out around his house along the perimeter of it. So when it melts, you know, he doesn't get any issues with it going into his basement or things like that. And, you know, we all have New Year's resolutions to get in shape. And I'll tell you something, I'm in a little bit better shape now already from all the snow shoveling and chipping that I've been doing. And, hey, here's to us. We're getting through this. We're going to start getting, you know, February's a cold month, but we got a little bit of a temperature heat wave coming. When it hits zero above after it's been 37 below, that is a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. Now, also, I want to do a shout-out. A very fine person passed away, Mike Meeks, the chief of staff down there at the City of Fairbanks. Very unexpected. He had been through some health items over the last 3 years, but this one was unexpected. A very fine person. This is a very, very fine person. And they hired his replacement, Mike Saunders. And I'll tell you right now, Mike Saunders is top quality, just a super guy. I got to know him in a few different ways, both down at the city and in private, my business. And just, this guy is a very good quality, great hire. This will only benefit the city, I believe, I truly believe. And his background, his disposition, his personality, he will be very good. And yeah, so congratulations. Also, it should be interesting with this budget that we have at the state government. We have more revenue going into the kitty than any time in the last, say, 6 or 7 years. So you're going to see other things funded except those desperately needed just to keep everything running. And in today's paper, it shows that the governor is going to be funding the Veterans Cemetery in Fairbanks through the governor's capital budget, through his budget. And that's great to see. That is great to see. It's been an issue, a problem, two steps forward then three back on this over the last 15 years. And what you have right now is you have, with the price of oil and the slight increases of the throughput, more revenue coming into the state of Alaska, where their capital budget, they're not just funding the capital budget to match anything coming in from the federal side, which is usually about an 8.5% to 9% match. So it's good to see that some things are starting to get funded. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to keep your eyes on the legislature like we do. This is when you're going to start seeing a lot of special perk projects that either are getting done that don't need to get done because it's some senators or some representatives' special item for their district. And that, you know, with money comes that. It's just the way it is. So be watching that. You know, and look at the dividend. You have all this money coming in, and you're always going to see the fight over the dividend. Should we follow the statutory rate put in 1983, or it's been free for all since the Walker administration pierced that veil and said, no, this is an appropriation, and I can exit down to $1,000 if I want. And since that's happened, that budgetary item has been the most testy, you might say. So last year, with everything that happened, you know, sometimes, you know, the dividend is not guaranteed. Whatever anyone says, it's this, the state Supreme Court decided it. Boom. It's not guaranteed. If you want the full statutory dividend amount, elect people that would have done that. Now, how close did they come to just about getting that done last year? One House vote. One House member. So it's close. And of all the years that it should have been done last year, it should have been done. One, we could afford it. We had the money for it. And, you know, I look at government. I look at the spending in government. And this is not to besmirch any government workers. But from COVID, not a single government worker lost a job because of COVID, lost a paycheck because of COVID. But how many of people that did not have a government check or government job, how many hours did they lose? How many jobs went under? How many businesses went under? If there was a time that there should have been a full dividend, last year was it. Now, in the Senate, I think the vote was 14-6 to fund a $2,300 dividend, the 50-50 match that the governor was proposing. And It failed in the House 20 to 20. It did not have a 21st vote to pass. So there it went. That's when it happened. And maybe this year, in an election year, they'll want to get out early. I don't think you're going to have four special sessions. I think this year, hopefully they'll get it done and they'll get it done right. And if there's a year to have a dividend of its statutory amount, I would say this year is also that year too. Every year is different, but there's more revenue going into our kitty. And, you know, in a bad way with what's going on in Russia and the Ukraine, and my goodness, what does that do to prices of gold, prices of oil, when world turmoil happens and armies clash and people lose their lives? It's sad, but that affects our state revenue. And be watching that, sadly. Be looking at the price of oil, where it's going. Some nervous markets, I must tell you, with the world stage that's going on. So anyway, just one of those things. And again, congratulations to the governor for funding a veteran cemetery here in the interior. It's been needed for a long time. There's only two. There's one at Sitka, and there is one at Joint Base Elmendorf Fort Rich, and that's it. So, and Fairbanks, the Fairbanks area, has the highest per capita of retired veterans in its population in all of America. And I thank them. My dad was a veteran. My mom, well, she's a veteran of raising her boys, so she had a lot of combat that she was not paid for. So here's to you, Mom. But anyway, just one of those things. So we are coming out of a cold spell. It takes almost 40 days if you don't have a fuel delivery to get fuel delivered. So better be thinking outside the box in that one, like I do. That means I got more shoveling to do. And again, we're going to get through the ice roads. God, you know, just you're driving down the road and you got the reverse speed bumps, and you got ice that shifts you all around your lane. So be careful driving. It gets interesting. It's interesting where the borough is wanting one of the city's powers, and that's the broadband. Be watching that. My personal philosophy is the city of Fairbanks does not give up any of its powers at all, period. Just my personal thought. Unless something is given back to the city of Fairbanks, so be looking at that. And the borough, and the reason I say this is because look at the infrastructure bill and what's coming through. And borough's probably looking at the money grab for it. Now, does the borough think they can do something better than the city of Fairbanks? City of Fairbanks' administration, lean, mean, and on top of it. Borough, sorry, not so much. Just my personal dealings with all the entities involved. Simple as that. So, hey, we've had a good show. Hope you've enjoyed it. We are coming into a warmer part of the year, thank goodness. Today's the last day of January already. You know, this is 2022, and we're already past 1 month of it. My God, we're already into the 22nd year of this new millennium. Remember that Y2K thing? Well, anyway. Fairbanks, that is the show for today. Tomorrow, I have the Laundry House Gang in here with me. Wednesday, I'll have some historians in here. And Friday is going to be a special show, too. So, hey, you have a great day. Stay warm. Be careful driving. It's cold out there. and I will see you tomorrow.